You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station, and we've got Dr. Jarrah Hicks on the line. G'day, Jarrah. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Annie.
Yeah. Now, Jarrah, the reason why we've got in contact with you is because after the New South Wales election, it may be a reason for why, but you've discovered that the Forestry Corporation in New South Wales has now moved the Bulga Forest from active to suspended. I found it interesting that you have to find it on the website. You obviously keep your eyes peeled because they don't actually tell anybody any other way.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be pretty on the ball to know what's going on in the forest out here. And so it does take us being, you know, active, doing a lot of active citizen science in our backyard to know what they're up to, and of course keeping our eye on the website. We didn't get a courtesy call to let us know.
No, but you've been saved Bulga Forest, which for my listeners is near Port Macquarie in New South Wales, and threatened by the longest running old growth forest sawmill in New South Wales, correct?
I believe so, yep.
It's an extraordinary idea that old growth forest is still being milled, right?
Yeah, it is really concerning to us. And the area that they moved in to log that really got our campaign going late last year is an area of native forest with a lot of very old trees in it. And those trees, of course, are home to so many creatures. And we know that there's a lot of creatures in that forest who are endangered or threatened, including koalas. And so really it just seems like insanity to us that we would be logging that forest and logging it with state resources and with state money. The Forestry Corporation of New South Wales runs at a loss every year, and it's taxpayers that fund that loss. And so, you know, we really need to sit back at this juncture where we know, and we've received just very recently from the IPCC, the starkest warning yet that life as we know it is really threatened, and that one of the best things we can do is to protect existing native ecosystems.
One of the fundamental misunderstandings appears to be, in a policy sense, is that we've had devastating fires, and the push has been to do to control the situation is to do more, burn-offs and stuff like that. But in actual fact, the science is already in that large trees are the ones that actually keep the environment sustainable and fireproof.
It's true that really established native forests play a really important role in regulating our temperature and in regulating water flows through the ecosystem. Old forests have a lot more, soil structure, and they're able to retain a lot more moisture. But they also, surprisingly, also let a lot of the more water flow through than a young forest. The young forest drinks up more of the water. So old established native forest plays an amazing role in regulating both water and temperature. And certainly the response to fire in areas with established native forests is very different.
The your group have been keeping watch and campaigning from the camp at Allensborough Falls Reserve in Allens for 3 months. And after the election, a decision was made, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So we set up a camp, that was the headquarters of our activity, where we were doing a lot of citizen science, we were really watching what the logging was doing, and we were putting pressure on forestry to cease its operations in the areas of native forest. We were successful in that venture, and they were only able to do 2 days of logging over a whole 4 month period because of our presence. They moved to log an area of plantation in a different part of the forest. But our camp was really, it's in a place where we get a lot of tourism. Ellenborough Falls is a major tourist attraction in our region. And we put it there because we wanted that visibility, but we also wanted it to be really accessible and really family friendly. And we had a lot of talks, you know, about the ecology, about the geology of the area, about bush tucker. We had a lot of craftivism activities, so people could come and make something. We had a lot of activities aimed at children. So it was really quite a vibrant and a welcoming space to be, and we had a number of people camping there for the last 3 months.
So did you find that the people who came and talked with you and all the rest of it and joined the camp learnt a lot that they didn't know about old-growth forests?
I would say so. Like, a lot of the people we speak to are really actually shocked and horrified that we would still be logging old, established native forests. People often assume that our logging practices have kept up with the science and that, you know, it's only plantations that are being logged and they're using using methods like single tree selection. But in our area, that's really not the case. They were literally clearing back to bare earth, absolutely everything in massive swathes in areas of native forest. And for me, that's just shocking. And a lot of people were shocked that that's still practice that our government supports. And so it's practices like that that we're still campaigning against. Although our campaign, blockade camp is having a rest, we are, as a group, as Save Bulk Forest, we're still lobbying. We're going to work hard with the new government to protect native forests and to change forestry practices. We think that now is a good time for us to really review, in light of the science, particularly in light of the climate science, how do we approach this industry? You know, I think we really need to have a hard look at that. And recognise that there are some sustainable ways to harvest forest timber, but it's not logging native forest.
Thanks for talking to us today, Jarrah.
My pleasure.